Adam Pengilly's going to join us on the phone. In fact, he's going to join us right now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Laurie.
How was your holiday, mate?
Very good. Cowra was a very enjoyable weekend. Bumped into a few locals, Dave, and they want to know where you were. You went MIA on the weekend?
No, well, I had to work on Saturday at Rose Hill, so I had to do the drive back on Friday. I was filthy. Work at Rose Hill. I wanted to crab pot. I wanted to get locked in with Alfie and the Axe because they were just warming up on Friday morning. Did you run into them at all?
I ran into them a few times over the course of the weekend. Alfie, the Axe, you throw in Alan Robinson, and then Pumper made his way up to Cowra on the weekend as well. Jimmy Cassidy was a guest speaker on Saturday night at Calcutta.
I think the great Roy Simmons was up there too.
Yeah, Roy was there
as well, Laurie. Yeah. So let's just say it wasn't a very quiet weekend.
Very good, mate. And I know there was a storm that came through late and they had to push back that last race, but they look like they got a good crowd there too, mate. So good to see people supporting bush racing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think the rain was a very belated welcome Christmas present, I suppose. I think they got about 30 mils in parts of town there yesterday for that big storm, which is fantastic. I don't think anyone minded too much having that last race pulled back. And I suppose the highlight for the day, guys, was the Cowra Japan Cup. Zaron, trained locally at the course, was trying to win the race for the fifth time, believe it or not, and he was just nosed out in a very tight photo finish, the 10-year-old, and from where I was sitting in the grandstand, I thought he'd won. It would have been a remarkable achievement. I can't think of many horses who would have won a country feature race five times throughout their career, and came within a bee's appendage of doing that yesterday.
What about on Saturday, mate? Celsabil won. Rocketed into Golden Slipper favouritism. I think before the race, $26 for the Golden Slipper, $7 favourite now. How impressive was she?
Yeah, very impressive, Laurie. I know it's on a wet track, so she can tick that box now heading towards the Autumn Carnival. She obviously clearly handles the conditions. She's pretty good. She was heavily back there on the weekend and did the job impressively, and we sort of saw her in the Golden Gift briefly just before Christmas in that $1 million race, and I think most people walked away from that race thinking she was a pretty talented filly, and it seems like that Kieran Maher and David Eustace got their two-year-olds humming, obviously, with away game winning the Magic Millions last week. This Magic Millions market, guys, will keep changing on a weekly basis from now on. I wouldn't be surprised if she's not favourite in 2 or 3 weeks' time if something else pops up and comes out and smashes the clock. But, she looks the testing material at the moment, a really, really promising filly.
All-Star Mile. Now, Alligator Blood, we saw dominant on the coast. Are they going to go that way?
Well, there's a bit of confusion over the weekend, Dave. There was a tweet put out by Greg Carpenter, Racing Victoria, virtually saying that Alligator Blood had been locked in, and he presented some sort of cap to Ryan Maloney, Alligator Blood's jockey, about saying he's going to be in the race. And David Van Dykes had to come out and say, no, 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 there's been no decision made as of yet. He's going to have a look at the horse on Wednesday this week and then make a decision on what his plans are going to be for the Autumn Carnival. What do you do, guys? Do you push on with him and try and go to an All-Star Mile and stretch him out to that mile again, or do you try and freshen him up and get him ready for something later in the Sydney Autumn? Or, well, let's be honest, the Queensland Winter Carnival is there for him as well, isn't it? He can have a nice light program and head to the Stradbroke, and then when we're talking the spring next year, he's got races like potentially the Everest and the Golden Eagle on the cards. So he's not short of options, David Van Dyke. I'm sure he put the horse first, but we'll have to wait until a little bit later in the week to get that final decision.
Mate, I'd be, look, I'm not a horse trainer, but I tell you what, that carrot dangling, stay in your own backyard, you win a Stradbroke, Eagle Farm suit him to a T, you've got the Kingsford Smith as well. A lot of money to be won up there, a lot of money.
Yeah, and the long-term plan, David, you think it has to be the Golden Eagle with a $7.5 million race for a four-year-old. You only get one chance at it, obviously, so I don't know. I don't know which way David's leaning. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a really light autumn. He might not even race at all. And it's getting ready for the Queensland winter, because he's done his job. He had a pretty busy spring. He's had a couple of runs, obviously, up there in Queensland over summer in the hot conditions. So there's options. There's plenty of options there for him.
What's the options for Yes, Yes, Yes?
Well, I think all roads, Laurie, are going to lead to Royal Ascot, you'd think, later this year. He's going to step out at the barrier trials at Warwick Farm tomorrow, alongside Nature Strip, his Group 1 winning stablemate. So I think Chris is pretty keen to keep them apart, at least at the start of their campaigns this year. You'd assume that Nature Strip's going to be just a lay-down Mazzetta running the Lightning Stakes down the straight at Flemington over 1,000 metres. I think Yes, Yes, Yes will probably be kept to Sydney throughout the Autumn Carnival. I'd say he'll probably have a light Autumn Carnival as well. And I think Chris is desperately keen to get him over to Europe to try and enhance his stud career over there in the Northern Hemisphere at Royal Ascot. So looking forward to seeing these couple of horses step out the trials. And I did see that On the White Turf was nominated to go around in that trial tomorrow, Dave.
I got that notification through late last week. I can't believe it. I saw Richard at the races on Saturday. Richard Freeman said, He's starting that now mare on the wide turf. I've got a small share in that race against these champions. And I said, what's doing there? And he just smirked. Just smirked and said, oh, got to go to the stalls.
Does that mean he wants to see how she goes against the good horses?
I don't
even know it's a trial.
Well, I mean, there goes the price first up here. I was thinking, you know, we might get something sneaky. But anyway, no joy there. But look, yeah, that's very exciting. That'll be all rolling through tomorrow. We'll be able to watch that live and on Sky Thoroughbred Central, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. And I'm sure Nature Strip will fly. Yes, yes, yes. We're giving a pretty quiet trial. I'd imagine that Chris said wants to give him sort of a Winx-like trial. So I imagine he probably won't be in the finish.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, you go and get on the detox.
I need it after the weekend. Don't worry.
After a big weekend at Cowra. Adam Pengilly.
Talking of Cowra, this has come through. This is from Macca from Goolagong. Morning, Dave. Loz, just a quick update from Cowra yesterday. Fantastic days racing at the superb Cowra track. We were thoroughly entertained by Alfie and the Axe in the bowling club. Sponsored tent where the beer was cold and the prawns were fresh. Roycey Simmons backed the first four winners in the Punners Club. So well done to Roy the boy. Davey. And that's only because you had to come home to work on the Saturday.
And
plenty
hero,
of people were eager to meet the great man in person.
Yeah, so he said, and here are the Malloy family who trained, the two winners in the second in the cup. And I think a few people, we had Andrew Malloy on the program, and he tipped up his three horses and said,
you
take
were saying
them all
he
run a
was
place.
A friend of mine. He knows a friend of mine or trained a horse for a friend of mine, Ash Gilbert.
So Zaron is owned by Ash Gilbert. Yes. So, and they've now won, well, he ran second, but that's the horse that's won the four Cowra Cups, the sprints.
I think he's had a couple of good horses, Ash.
He would have been there. Surely would have been
he would
there.
Have been there for sure. He would have been there.
Holding court.
Yes.
Holding court.
The biggest hands you've ever seen.
Oh, tell me about it.
When you shook his hands, what were the first things you thought of? They just swallow your own hand up.
And the squeeze. And you're looking at him going, oh, good to see you, mate. Very good. So good that everyone had a great day at Cowra on Sunday. And I said, yeah, sorry, I didn't stay, but had to work on the Saturday. So unfortunately, I had to get back on the Friday. But yeah, I'm sure it would have been a good experience. We'll have to get out there next time and just really, really put one on.